ghouls. Son of a bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What are
you? Oh, green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day to you.
Oh my god.
You usually must knock over your shit.
No, it's nice because it's short, so it sort of just slid a little bit.
Look how cool that is.
The answer is yes.
The eyeballs in the drinking horn.
Oh, whoa.
I just saw that.
Oh my god.
Oh, that fell a little bit. I should fix that. Whatever, I'll fix it later.
With the eyes?
Yeah, they fell.
They look great. It looks purposeful.
Hello, welcome to Area 215, where we talk about eyeballs and shit.
Just the ones on the wall.
Yeah. Eyeballs. Here we are.
Here we are.
Sorry, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been some time.
I don't know. We've just been having a hard time meeting up.
Yeah.
My schedule sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we figured out something moving forward that'll work pretty well.
Hopefully. Okay, so...
Oh, wait, what do? We talk about weird stuff and paranormal things and drink cocktails.
Yeah, this is Sam Hot Vodka.
Oh, this is Puffy the 2-Inch Punisher. That's also important.
Sounded like you almost said puffy.
Yep. Puffy Buffy.
Puffy.
I am feeling. I didn't drink enough water. Oh, I did smoke a bunch of weed.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Not like puffy.
I was drinking all weekend and didn't drink water, so I am feeling quite puffy.
I'm so glad. That's what I was saying earlier. I'm so glad I didn't drink all weekend because dealing with a tow truck driver in the middle of nowhere PA would have been awful.
God awful.
Where were we? Maybe we've been some places. Fawn Grove was where we originally were.
Fawn Grove?
And then we got stuck in Delta. Delta.
Well, New Jersey?
Pennsylvania.
Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania. It sounds like it involved... Wow, this place looks boring as fuck.
Is it
near
anything?
Their town picture is just a church.
Cool.
Yeah, but like a new church.
Jesus. I mean, our friends live in the
homes
middle of...
Homes for sale, $600,000, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,835 square feet, 4-acre lot,
yeah.
Buckwheat Road.
Buckwheat! Yeah, our friends live in the middle of nowhere. It's really cool for them, but it sucked driving 2 hours away and then getting stuck in
that does suck.
Delta. But it was fun, and I'm actually really glad that I didn't drink. I drank a little bit, but I like counteracted one beer with like 8 seltzers and then got really fucking bloated and was like, oh my god, I don't even want it. Like at one point I was like, fuck it, like we're not, because I thought about driving home,
right?
And like Joe was like hammered and I was like, fuck it, I'll just start drinking. And I started trying to drink and I was like, I'm so bloated.
It's all the carbonic acid.
I don't want to drink anymore. So yeah, I was hydrated.
That's good.
Just sleepy.
I will say, I can take out, like, a case of seltzers, like, a 12-pack in, like, 2 days, a day or so. But, like, if I'm, like, trying not to drink, I'll just drink an entire case of it.
Yeah.
But if I do drink one beer, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah, dude. I mean, drinking seltzers is a really good trick to do at parties or, like, functions where you don't want to drink because you're still cracking open something in a can.
Right.
And, it's bubbly. And
it's
you
bubbles.
Burp like beer.
That's, well, it's the bubbles.
I guess that's why Liquid Death is also in a can.
Yeah, but at the Dead Milkman show this weekend, I drank a still Liquid Death, and it was so weird to drink something that was, like, not bubbly out of a can.
Oh, I do that all the time.
It fucked me up.
When I'm done a seltzer, if we're home and I don't feel like cracking another one, I just pour cold water into the can. Joe hates it, but...
That's super weird, bro.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. All right, let's go.
You can do whatever you want. Let's fucking drink this thing. What are we drinking now?
Beep. I don't have a name yet. I probably should think of a name.
All right, like, I'm going to call it air conditioner fluid. You'll figure it out.
Nah, all right. We could do, I don't know, fucking something corny. I have one. Pissing on the Art Museum.
Pissing on the Art Museum.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
So we're here to talk about something that Buffy told me about, and I immediately... was like, let me base a cocktail around a time that I had at this place instead of, like, what it is.
Right.
So it's funny.
We're doing the Bellevue Hotel.
Yeah.
And Sam was a wee lass there.
One of my, like, best friends had his high school senior prom there. And I was his date. And we met up with our other friend, Sam, at her house, which was, like, somewhere in Mayfair. And we, like, got really drunk off of this, like, really kind of, like, thick, fruity liquor. And I don't remember what it was. And I don't remember what it looked like or what flavor it was. I would probably assume it was some sort of, like...
something with breeze in the name.
Yeah, or, like, possibly, like, a watermelon vodka. Like, some shit like that. Like, some... it might have been, like, I don't remember. Maybe it was a flavored vodka. But... so we ended up getting pretty hammered before we went. Went to the art museum to go take pictures. Me and Julian purposely didn't match. Like, he was wearing a maroon suit with a lilac undershirt and a cream tie.
Okay.
And then I had a teal blue dress on with long black gloves.
I was in a tea room this weekend for a bridal shower, and all of the little kids were running around with, like, the long gloves. And I turned to my friend and was like, yo, do you remember when you thought, like, gloves were the epitome of fancy?
Yeah.
And it was just, like, all fancy people wear gloves. Gloves.
Yeah, like the tea party wearing the gloves, but the short ones for the tea party.
Right.
You wear the long ones for a special occasion.
I wear the short ones when I'm driving.
Yeah, driving gloves or flying your plane. Like,
right, because I do that.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you need gloves for?
Golf.
Yeah, one.
Can I say it?
What?
Gaping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they're not cloth gloves.
But, like, are they? They're still fancy.
Yeah, true. Time to put on my gloves.
They're washable. I don't actually know what the material is. If you know, Aaron215pod at gmail.com, let us know.
So, we were at the art museum, drunk out of our minds, taking pictures, and both me and Julian had to piss on the art, or had to pee, so we pissed on the art museum on the side, broad daylight, went to his fucking prom. They, like, I don't know, it was real cool. Like, they announced everybody, and we all came out, and we were like, what? And then we didn't have any booze there, so we just, like, sat around and we're like, okay, when is it done?
This
and we
is like boring.
Yeah, like, smoked cigs and ate chocolate, and then nice. Went back to Sam's house expecting more alcohol there, but she had gotten so drunk before that by the time we got back she was indisposed.
Right.
And there was no alcohol, so we sat at our kitchen table with a bunch of poppy seed bagels trying to squish the poppy seeds, which is really hard with your fingies. And we just talked about how if you eat enough poppy seeds, it can get you high. And that's
it'll at least show up on a drug test.
That's what this drink is.
Poppy seed bagel in a glass.
Yeah, no,
exactly what it tastes like.
So it's fruity.
It is fruity.
It's, like, kind of a little...
there are seeds.
Yeah, I made a poppy seed simple syrup. It didn't...
that is cute.
You can't really taste the poppy seeds now that all the, like, fruity stuff's in it, but it was, like, a little nutty, so...
no, it's... I like it. I like it. It's got, like... it's, like, what I wanted to drink when I was a kid, but never did.
Yeah, this is kind of like, the Bellevue Martini.
The Bellevue Martini. The grand dame of Broad Street. The grand drink of Broad Street.
The Frankfurt Learning Center prom martini.
That's it. That's the one. All right. So let's talk about the Bellevue Hotel, where you did this weird night.
Yeah. Weird night where we just ate chocolate, smoked cigarettes, and waited for more alcohol.
That's high school. So on the corner of Broad and Walnut stands one of the most haunted hotels in Philly. In the 1880s, there's a guy named George Bolt. He was a Prussian immigrant. Him and his wife, Louise, who was a native Philly kid and, like, a fancy lady.
Fancy.
They became caretakers of their first hotel called the Waldorf. This experience made Bolt be like, I would like to build a grand hotel in Philadelphia. So they ended up purchasing the Stratford Hotel, which was constructed in 1904.
Wow.
A lot of people think that he took over the Bellevue Hotel, which was constructed in 1882, but it was actually across the street on the other side of Walnut. They erected a new building on top of the old building.
Erected.
In 1912, which is why I've actually never been to the Bellevue, but, like, apparently there's really weird entrances and stuff. Like, to get to certain floors, you have to go in through certain doors.
Weird. I've only been through the front door.
Yeah, apparently it's really, like, I guess depending on, like, if you want to go to what's now the restaurant and the bar and stuff, or if you want to get to, like, levels one through whatever. But if you want to get to the top levels, you have to go through a different door. I don't know. It's weird.
I think the front door led us to a staircase to the basement. Or not like the basement, but like a ballroom in the basement.
Okay.
I'll have to.
Yeah, you kids can have your prom here, but get in the fucking basement.
I mean, it didn't look like a basement, but it was like, I don't, it was like I think down. It was down. Or yeah, I don't think it was upstairs. I think it was down. I'll have to, you know, cross facts with Julian.
But yeah, so they built this other hotel on top of this other hotel, and it became the most luxurious hotel in the United States, called the Bellevue Stratford Hotel. And they had 700 sleeping rooms. But yeah, at the time that it was, like, reconstructed or, you know, redone, it was, like, the fanciest hotel in the U.S., but also the world, probably. I don't know. People said the world sometimes, but it was definitely the coolest one in the U.S. It had this, like, French Renaissance style, and then they upgraded it with, like, modern style, so it was very cool, I guess. I don't know. I read way too much about this building. And then I was like, this is not what the podcast is about.
No buildings, no architecture.
But they dumped so much money into this. So it took 2 years to build it and over $8 million to construct it in the early 1900s money. And they had Thomas Edison did all the light fixtures, and they had, like, wow. Tiffany fixtures and accents, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Alfred Goodwin, sure you know that guy?
Yeah, sure.
Infamous Philly stained glass guy. He Whoa. Did all the stained glass. Yeah, his stuff's actually kind of wild. So to this day, she's got, like, 4 stars, because apparently cleanliness could be better. And
it's a giant-ass old hotel.
And people are like, it's outdated.
It's a giant-ass old hotel. Or building. Yeah. Erected.
Right. And they have to think of things like saunas and spas and the dry cleaning, da-da-da, whatever.
What? There's saunas and spas in there?
Saunas Wait. And spas and gyms and bar and 172 rooms, and they're going to put apartments in there. There might actually be apartments in there now.
The sauna and the spa is what threw me off. I figured everything else.
You don't think they'd have a sauna or a spa? It's the most luxurious hotel in the United States in 1904.
I guess a sauna. Yeah.
Saunas are gross, dude.
Yeah, I know. I go to one every couple months.
Just to feel gross.
Whoa, there's a giant bird nest in there. I just saw a bird fly in there. Oh, you see that? Wow. Sorry.
Hey, birdie.
It's distracting. Look, say hi to the dead people. If you're looking out the window.
I said hi to all of them the other day. Hello.
Hello.
All the dead babies. You got, like, an unborn baby memorial.
Yeah, did you see?
Memorial? Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, we haven't walked through it yet, but I walked past and it says something about, like, this is for all the undead babies or some shit. And
it's
I'm like
unborn children. And then they have all these weird angels that seem like people putting their dead babies there.
Yeah, I don't know if this is, like, an abortionist, like, or, like, a pro-life cemetery.
It seems Catholic.
Yeah, it's called St. Mary's, I think.
Yeah, and it's run by St. Mary's Church. I walked by this thing, and they said St. Mary's in 900 different places. It was like the historical St. Mary's Church, run by St. Mary's Cemetery.
Well,
it was weird.
It's a historical cemetery. Nobody current is buried there. That's why I want to walk around it.
Yeah, I think it was for, like, people who have kids die while they're pregnant.
Okay. I thought that too. I was like, it's pretty old. It's probably something more like that and, like, less pro-lifey, but
I'm also saying kids as though they're kids. There's a lot of people there that I'm sure are just buried before they're actually legitimized as people.
We're pinpointing down where I live. Great. Everybody can look that up now.
Everyone find it.
Sorry.
Yeah, then they dumped another $8 million into renovations in the 1970s. And then in the 80s, they converted a bunch of rooms into, like, retail spaces and bars and shit. And then in 2001, they were like, we're going to throw some apartments on the lower floor. 3 different times in 3 different eras of money, they dumped $8 million into this fucking building. Crazy town.
Yeah.
It was registered as on the National Register of Historic Places in 1977 as a vacant building.
Mm-hmm.
No, empty. It was just empty.
Okay.
Vacant.
It's bitch empty.
Yeah. It's empty for a really weird reason.
Okay.
But everyone that I was watching, because there's all these, like, travel bloggers that are like, 15 presidents stayed here. So 15 presidents stayed there.
Wow.
From Teddy Roosevelt through Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And then JFK stayed there a month before he went to Dallas.
I wonder if that's where somebody was like, that guy's got a big ass head.
Connections.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was probably cursed because of the Bellevue. No.
Yeah, the Bellevue curse, man. That's why I am the way that I am.
Well, there is like, oh, there, people did think there was a curse for a while.
Cool.
Because of what we ended up figuring out was one of the greatest medical fucking investigations that we could have had to date. But for a while, people were like, yo, we don't know what the fuck happened in this hotel. So this is the belief that the hotel is haunted is connected to deaths that were associated with visitors from the hotel in 1970s.
Okay.
These folks didn't die in the hotel, though. They stayed in the hotel, and then they all died within a short period of leaving the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all connected in a very strange way. But because of this, it got reported that this place was haunted.
So wait, is that an actual conspiracy theory that JFK was cursed by the Bellevue?
No.
Okay.
But I would love for it to be. I would fucking love that. Listen, if we believe that the Titanic went down because of real estate moguls, I'm putting this out here.
Come on, why the fuck? I thought that the other day. Why the fuck are we still talking about the Titanic? It's been over 100 years. Just let them die.
It's, yeah, dude.
I mean, other than the,
it's a great site. Second of all, it's all salted over. Like, it's, like, eroding. Like, what are you trying to look at?
Well, no, not even, I'm not even talking about, like, the billionaire shit. I'm talking about, like, this conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing about it, and it's, what, just because it's current because of the fucking dickheads who died?
Well, I actually just listened to, like, a whole thing on, that company. Like,
the Ocean Gate?
Company, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trying and to cover up something from 100 and some years ago.
It does go back a couple years, and it does kind of go back to around the time that all of those conspiracy theories were coming out, when people became, like, interested in going to see. It's kind of wild. All right,
we'll never mind.
We're talking about something else.
We'll do that for a bonus episode.
Yes, we should.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, everything's chaos. The machines are revolting. All right, so here's the story of the mysterious deaths. And this is actually incredibly timely. So it was the bicentennial of the city on July 4th, 1976. And over 2 million people came out to party, including the Queen and the President. Queen Elizabeth actually presented the bicentennial bell during this crazy celebration.
It was cast
in the same founder as the Liberty Bell.
Wow.
But that doesn't have to do with the story at all. I just thought it was kind of cool.
That's cool.
She was like, here's my giant bell. So during this time, over 4,500 legionnaires attended the bicentennial festivities, which led right up to their own convention. These were dudes who were part of legions, so it was all dudes, no women.
All dudes, all dicks, and no legions.
To be a legionnaire, it is, like, specified that you're not a lady.
No ladies allowed to be a legionnaire.
Yeah, which is good, because
They don't
do so hot in the end. Yeah.
Cool.
So these guys stayed at the Bellevue in the past. These guys stayed in the Bellevue past the time of the bicentennial festivities for a 3-day American Legion convention starting on the 21st.
Mm. 21st.
So July 21st, 1976.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, this is really timely because it's July 7th.
Yeah.
Nope, 10th.
Yeah, 10th. Because I missed a return date for something yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been missing a lot of dates recently, so.
Same.
But I do want to point out that there were protests at this convention. People were really pissed about U.S. foreign policy decisions that were happening at this time. And there was an anonymous tip warning people that violence or possible terrorist attacks could happen at the Legionnaires Convention.
Whoa.
So just, like, throw that in the back of your head. The convention came up and went down with, like, no distinct violence. And the vets ended up making it back home. But between 2 and 8 days later, vets began to fall ill with an unidentified pneumonia-like illness.
Okay.
It began with headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then muscle and chest pains crept in. And then fevers spiking to 107 degrees.
COVID.
Not quite. weirdly, I don't know if it's grosser, but I find it grosser. So a total of 221 people were treated for the illness, and all of them stayed at or near the Bellevue. None of them were hotel staff.
Wait, you already said a word earlier, and I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Do you know this story? Because I started I kind of figured it out eventually and was like, I knew this story.
No, well, maybe if you keep going, but you told my sister a word earlier, and I feel like I could figure out what they died from.
Oh, maybe. Okay, let's keep going, because I forget what I said. So, many of these 221 died. A total of between 24 and 29 lives were them died. I don't know why I said lives. Between 24 and 29 folks died. Within 3 weeks of the convention, 11 of them had died.
What?
So it was more than just vets that died, but they were the most... These Legionnaire dudes were the most prominent of the people who died. Like, they held up the most percentage of whatever. So other folks who stayed there got sick, as well as folks who were just walking outside the hotel, but none of the employees got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Coroners who autopsied the bodies of those who died described their lungs as resembling Brillo pads.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is, but never mind. Keep going.
Yeah, so they, during this time, they launched a full-scale medical investigation because they were like, what's going on here? It was led by a guy named Dr. David Frazier from the CDC. The entire city was like, there's a pandemic. But at the same time, during like one of the most complicated medical investigations in history up to 1976,
mm-hmm.
During that same time, people started being like spreading these stories that these guys were either cursed or died because they stayed at the hotel, that the hotel was haunted and it followed them home or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The hotel's coming to get you.
Yeah. And at the same time, the CDC was running around being like, okay, maybe it's swine flu or the bird flu or like food poisoning.
Or killer hotels.
Or super gonorrhea.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Or rats. There was also a sanitation strike happening during that time.
Cool.
Or the threatened terrorist attack. They thought it might be a biological weapon.
From
people who were protesting the Legionnaires convention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah. But they couldn't find a root cause. They had no idea what was going on, and they didn't really understand how it spread. But it seemed like people had stopped dying.
Okay. So it was
like,
just...
During the investigation, it does seem like people kind of stopped dying.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah, so the Bellevue ended up closing their doors for a little bit because of this. Their occupancy dropped down to, like, 4 to 8% as death tolls creeped up to, like, 20% of those infected. And this was all because, like, the national media was like, there's an outbreak of something happening, and we think it might be a haunting.
Mm-hmm.
But during this
even
time,
those guys were like, it's probably a haunting, so don't freak out might be super gonorrhea, because it's probably just ghosts.
There was like 10 minutes on the possibility of it being super gonorrhea during this one thing that I saw. So bad.
It's just ghosts, guys. Please.
It was having
sex willy-nilly.
It's just them going around to, like, these, like, old dudes. Actually, at the time, they were probably older in their, like, 40s or 50s. But they were, like, that's... these fucking old dudes being, like, how promiscuous are you?
You got that super gonorrhea?
Yeah. It looks like this. Do you have this? Like,
gross.
Yeah.
Imagine if somebody came at
them
you.
Just being, like, so did you smoke cigarettes? And did you eat from the buffet? And... how many sex workers did you hire during this time? Like,
imagine somebody coming... Well, hold on. I'm sorry. This man has driven by at least 8 times. He just fucking rolling. I have no idea what he's going to do, but he's going to come back.
He's got it looks like what are they called? Golf stick.
Oh, he's playing golf with himself then.
They're not called sticks.
Oh. Stick golf.
A 5-iron.
I don't know. Well, golf club.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. So imagine somebody coming up to you showing a giant, like, I don't know, like a picture of like super gonorrhea.
Do you want to see what it looks like?
No, I don't.
Dude. I'm gonna show you what it looks like. I can't spell this word either.
Stop it. Stop. I don't want
it. It looks like this. Check it out. Super gonorrhea.
Oh. He's got a cape and everything.
He's got a cape. Oh, it looks like little brains. Okay. So, right before or right after the hotel, like, shut down? No, it had to have been right before. Because I don't think she had mentioned it being closed at any point. But there was a woman named Beverly Solacek who accounted her stay during the declining guests after an outbreak in her article, The Diary of a Visit to a Haunted Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a pretty cool account. You can sort of just look it up. But she talks about, like, it was just kind of cool because it was very, like, not even, what's the word? Like, it's just, it really is a show of the times, like, but, like, how the times are the same.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's just kind of bored, and she's, like, talking about people being, like, around her, just, like, uninterested, and, like, nothing's going on. She's talking about, like, bad food, and, like, annoying guests, and, like, people being assholes, and, like, the hotel staff being, like, oh, the Legionnaires, they brought it in. None of us got sick. Like, they must have brought their own disease.
So almost like a timeless description of a haunted hotel.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. But they also, during this time, tried to raise some money for the hotel during its decline with a ball that they held called the Get Well Bellevue Strafford. And she talks about that a little bit. But so all these folks around, like, it was like a huge media story. It was just like everywhere all the time. Everyone being like, this is crazy. What is going on here? And then they figured it out. You want to know if it's actually haunted? Actually,
No, I'm good. Let's just keep it haunted.
I do think it is haunted. But the reason for all of this, like, crazy townness and this medical investigation is wild. So in January 1977, so, like, what's that, 6 months after all of this stuff happened, they isolated a bacteria and named it. So essentially the cooling towers of the air conditioners hotels, the hotel's air conditioning system were breeding bacteria infecting guests.
Ew, wait, that's why you brought up air conditioner shit earlier? I thought that was weird.
Yeah, so leading up to the convention, the hotel was working really hard to try to get their air conditioning system to, like, kind of pump out more for the influx of people that were coming in. So they were working on their air conditioner, and this actually, the discovery of this bacteria prompted regulation changes within the HVAC industry as a whole, because they realized just how poorly we were dealing with air conditioners. So we know that this bacterium that they now call the Legionnaires bacteria.
Oh, wow. So the bacteria was, because I was going to ask that, and then.
It's called Legionnaires disease.
So, yeah. So it was named wholeheartedly from this whole incident.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever happened again since then?
I don't. Yes. So, oh, okay. Yes, people still get this.
Can we still get it? Is my thing going to kill
me? This might bug you out, but it's not going to be like, you'll be fine. I promise. You haven't gotten it since. You'll be fine.
Okay.
But it can affect your lungs, brains, and guts. Ew. But it does always settle into your lungs. You breathe in small droplets of bacteria-laden water. And it's from breathing in the contaminated water that you're drinking. Like, if something goes down the wrong pipe.
Okay.
If you drink contaminated water, or if you breathe in water droplets from the air that are contaminated with this thing, it can also cause a lesser form of Legionnaires called Pontiac's fever.
Whoa.
Which is less serious flu-like stuff. Yes.
You get little cars in your lungs.
Yeah. It's just a little bit cooler. But yeah, up to 1,800 people are hospitalized with Legionnaires diseases each year.
Oh my god, what if my air conditioning is gonna give me fucking super gonorrhea disease? Air Legion.
That's why. Because of air conditioning. That's why fucking people get this shit. So it's always between June and October that there's, like, an influx.
How do I fix it? Teach me.
You just, I guess, take care of your air conditioner. I don't really call an HVAC guy. I don't learn a new skill.
You got it.
So, like, I'm pretty sure central air conditioning is, like, I feel like the in-units are the probably where it's worse. But I don't know. It's almost always large format things that have big troughs of water.
So central air shit.
You're more likely to get this at a hotel than, like, your apartment.
Who knows?
But you could get fevers, coughs, shortness of breath, diarrhea, muscle aches, nausea, confusion, hemoptysis, coughing up blood.
Yay, Pepto-Bismol.
And abdominal pain. It's found naturally in lakes, streams, and soil. But you can, again, get it from air conditioning systems in large buildings.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of that one shot that you get for your dog. I get it for Maiden every year because she drinks out a random fucking...
Yeah, I mean, it probably does protect them against the Legionella bacteria or whatever.
I forget. I think it's something with a B, but it is like when your dog drinks, like, still standing dirty water.
Oh, poor Maiden. Stop being an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's never had it. I get her that's preventative fine. Shot for it every year.
Drinking water that's not displayed for you.
That's true. Linus don't drink is so picky. Out of puddles.
He wouldn't even try.
Maiden's
he would
just like
look at it and be like, get out of here. But he just got worms, so I guess maybe I'm lying. he's fine now. Thank you. So, I'm gonna freak you out a little bit, I'm sorry. These are the other places you can get Legionnaires from.
Sick! Huh? Bring it on!
Hot tubs, shower heads, faucets, humidifiers, decorative water features, intubation tubes during surgery, dirt, and... Or dirt. And it can be treated with IV and antibiotics now.
So like, dirt, like I'm eating a bunch of dirt?
Yeah, like muddy dirt. Like stuff that has the water in it.
Why?
I don't know, maybe you're throwing it in the air, you're going, ha 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 ha, and you breathe in a little bit of the soil.
Okay.
Well, like if you drink crappy water,
hot tubs bum me out.
I don't actually know how it gets to dirt. Okay. So back to the mouth. Let's stop talking about this.
I got dirt in my mouth. You know, just eating it.
So the hotel reopened on September 26, 1979. It did become the Fairmount Philadelphia for like a hot second, but it changed its name back, and now it's managed by the Hyatt. And because it's managed by the Hyatt, we have reviews of the hotel, which is like my favorite. So people are still claiming that this hotel is haunted. There's a lot of people who mistakenly are like, oh yeah, a bunch of people died in this hotel. So obviously, and I'm sure there's a bunch of people that died in that hotel.
I mean, it's
but
like...
everything is just overtaken by the Legionnaires' disease thing.
Yeah.
But like, this place does have like weird occurrences.
I mean, I feel like most hotels there's been deaths in.
Oh yeah, drugs are really cool. And domestic abuse is a thing.
Well, and also just like...
And the mob.
Well, the mob, you know, you also got like fucking... suicidal tendency thoughts, like...
Oh, yeah, suicidal ideation is definitely a thing.
But also, I mean, people just die. People just be dying, dog.
There was that guy who just died drinking 21 drinks at his bar.
Or heard that.
And died in his hotel room. And then some fucking lady was like, found a bag of puke in the same hotel and was like, it's a fetus. What the fuck is that?
No, it was throw up. I saw
side stories.
Side stories, dude. That one fucking really got me. That one was hilarious.
I needed it.
The fact that she was like, oh yeah, after all the other stuff talking about. After she was like,
fucking bridge.
It's a fetus. And then it was just fucking straight puke.
Because you know she's running around in like a hotel bathroom, like, it's a fetus!
Yeah, honestly, like, I be puking all the time. I know you do too. I be puking in bags a lot.
I don't like puking in bags.
I think it's funny that somebody might have found one of my bags of throw up and been like, oh my god.
Look at this dead thing. This dead collection of cells. It's insane.
When it's just like, you know, a bagel.
Do you think they ever find bags of puke at the Bellevue?
Of course they did.
I needed to do better research on this. I should have called them.
Excuse me, have you guys ever found bags of puke in the corners of your room? Maybe behind the radiator?
Possibly in the bathroom. That's weird, though, because you're going to the bathroom, so you might as well just puke. I like puking in a toilet.
What if somebody needs to, like it's coming out both ends? All right.
I don't know. I've had great success with that. So we're going to leave that at the door. So modern haunting. Guests describe intense and heavy airs in the rooms. There's a lot of description of like heavy, but nothing about malevolence. So it sort of just feels like there's a thing with you.
Yeah.
Some guests have even said like it's a friendly feeling. Also noted are temperature drops. Described as alarming lows just in the middle of the night, but it's a hotel. Sometimes there are things pulling at the covers, like ripping off covers completely or just tugging at them and like fucking with people's toes.
Ew.
It is known that certain rooms and levels have more accounts than others, and they kind of pop up a little bit. So I found some reviews.
Reviews. We haven't done reviews in a while.
I know. Because, I don't know. We haven't really done, like...
A spot?
Yeah. Maybe we should have tried to do that for some of the, like, roads and stuff that we did. But whatever. So, Becky.
Becky.
Becky on TripAdvisor. Becky.
Do you know where Becky is from?
No.
All right.
The internet.
She must have money if she's staying at the Bellevue.
Actually, it probably does say it, like, right under the review. Because I do remember one of the people was from California, and I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, go back to California.
So Becky was there for a work party on the 19th floor called 19. Clever name. They said there was a butter knife laying on a plate, like, all casual and stuff. And then the knife moved off the plate as if someone threw it.
Whoa.
They saw it out of the corner of their eye. But they were like, it did not just fall. So she saw just a knife.
A knife!
A knife! During a work party. I don't know.
That's it? Like, that's all she wrote?
That was the whole thing. That was the whole thing, yeah.
I saw a knife fall.
It fell, but in a no human would throw that knife that way, man. This is a new thing. This is why, clearly a ghostly presence.
This is why people don't believe in ghosts, because of fucking reviews like that.
Here, do you want some?
Yeah, I do. And then we got Christine. Christine actually had like a really weird thing. I probably would have pissed myself if this happened to me. So they were watching a ball game on the top floor, which I assume is 19, because they mentioned a bar, so I guess it's the same bar. They took an elevator down to their room on the 14th floor. Mm. That's what they were trying to do.
Which the 14th floor is always the 13th floor.
That actually might be true in this.
Yeah, if the hotel was built during the time frame that where people still didn't want to build a 13th floor.
I think this might have a skipped 13th floor.
Yeah, or a lot of the times they'll
it's just like little.
Yeah, it'll be like, I don't know, like a crawl space, and that's the 13th floor. But essentially, it's 13 and a half then.
Okay.
Or 13 still, because we would say that the other one would be 12 and a half. Sorry, I just broke my brain.
So they were alone in the elevator.
Okay.
19th floor, going down the 14th floor. The lights went out.
Whoa.
And it rode up and down for a few seconds.
Whoa.
And it stopped on several floors. But I don't think the doors opened. It's just sort of stopped and sat there.
Yeah.
Eventually it hit the 12th floor, and the doors opened and then closed. They tried to get out, but it was way too fast.
Whoa.
The doors closed too quickly. They kept rummaging around trying to find the maintenance button, but they couldn't because it was too dark. Which I guess means she could have hit other buttons.
Yeah, all of them?
But, like, I don't know if the lights are... I don't know. It seems like the buttons shouldn't be registering if all of this is happening.
Yeah.
So the elevator then rode back up to the 16th floor. When the lights went on, doors opened, and a man walked into the elevator. She then pressed the button for the 14th floor and rode down with no issues.
Why wouldn't you just get out? I would have gotten out. I would have been like, oh my god, don't get on this elevator. It's fucking acting weird. I'm gonna take the steps.
You are two floors away. Honestly, walk. You're five floors from the 19th floor to the 14th floor down. Fine. Just walk the whole thing anyway. Why are you getting in an elevator?
I get going up, sure, but you're going down, my guy.
Right.
You could have fucking done that.
Just, like, curl into a ball, roll yourself down. It's not that hard.
Jump.
Yep. Get a skateboard.
Slide down on your booty.
There you go.
Ow. I mean, on the railing, I guess.
Oh.
Or you could sit on each step.
You could scoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, Christine then just, like, ran down to the front desk and was like, yo, what are your elevator?
Did she take the fucking elevator down to the front desk, or did she take the steps?
Just says she complained it, but maybe she called. She seems like a person who would call and be like, hey, I had the worst experience.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, the elevator's fine, lady.
You're lying. Gaslighting her into thinking that the elevator works.
Yeah, but a guy named Chris.
Chris.
He had a long list of complaints about the hotel, mostly that it was, like, gross. Like, icky.
Do you think Christine and Chris are the same person?
No, they both had pictures.
Mm, okay, never mind. Well, never mind.
But Chris said that the elevator stopped short on one of the floors.
Oh.
Yeah. He said he couldn't shake the eerie feeling that something was there. He said, I couldn't shake the bad energy, so I Googled it. 34 people died in this hotel in 1976, and yep, I wasn't imagining things. It was haunted. I know this sounds crazy, but when you go to buy a house, they have to tell you if somebody died in there. And I don't see why a hotel doesn't have to put out the same disclaimer that 34 people died there in what turned out to be a new form of bacteria known as Legionnaire's disease.
Mm.
This guy just, like, doesn't understand
how things
work. This all happened. just being like, wow. Then there was a guy, Ryan T., who said he heard hammering and a girl at 3 a.m.,
mm.
And a girl, Gracie C., who said, go inside and then you'll see for yourself. It is very haunted and very scary. I should know because I went there on a dare.
I was so scared looking at people.
Yeah, so I don't know. Most of these are just stupid idiots being like, hey, this weird thing happened to me. But it seems like just regular hotel stuff. But, like, I feel like the 14th floor and the 19th floor hold really weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they seem to come up a bunch.
Well, 14th floor usually is the 13th floor, like I was saying.
Right. Right. Oh, my God. And, you know, 19 is right before 20, so there's that.
Also, hold up. To go back to fucking Chris, they don't have to tell you if somebody died in the house unless you ask for it. But it's not usually something that's displayed.
I think California is the only place that has to openly tell you.
Yeah, like...
Or something like that. They have some weird law, but yeah.
If you ask them, they have to tell you. But if you don't ask them, they don't have to tell you.
Well, there's a time limit on it.
Oh, when you can ask?
Yeah, everywhere has, like... like 3-year rule where, like, if you go up to your real estate agent, someone died in there 4 years ago, and you ask, they don't technically have to tell you.
Weird.
All right. It's crazy, but it was the Bellevue Stratford Hotel was supposedly inspired major portions of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Whoa, sick.
Yeah, just like the way it looks, because it looked all crazy in French.
I mean, it is pretty crazy in French.
It's pretty crazy in French.
I'm surprised that you didn't bring up... I mean, I saw this recently. I think I sent it to you. It was just a video on TikTok of somebody being like, oh, like... I think it was a cleaning person or something like that, but they were, like, in the gym of the Bellevue, and they, like, walked out of one of the doors, and through one of the doors was, like, an indoor, like, piazza type thing.
Yeah. That's part of the building on top of the building. I'm sorry. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, where it was just like you go out into like what looks like a piazza, like courtyard thing that would be outside, but it's solely all inside.
Yeah, with fountains
and like windows into like other hotels where it just looks like you're in a courtyard in the outside world, but you're inside.
But you're inside. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's a really weirdly set up thing. It's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
I actually spent way too much time. I tried to use TikTok this time. So I was like on TikTok for like an hour on the Bellevue tag. Just like watching. But it's just a lot of people showing the hotel off. It is really pretty.
Yeah.
It's like wild looking.
We should go to the bar with the ghost spirit box.
We should.
And,
I'm sure they'd love that.
They'd have to kick us out. Kick me out, motherfucker!
Or maybe someone's moved into one of the apartments and wants to let us fucking be in their house.
I mean, we don't know anybody personally who probably did that, because I can't imagine how much money it would be to live in Center City on Broad Street.
No, but maybe someone's listening to this now. Maybe it's their first time. Maybe they're like, wow, these guys sound so cool. We want to hang out with them. Come on into my house.
Yeah, let me use the ghost box in your house.
Yeah, ghost box! But yeah, that's Legionnaire's Disease and the weird haunting of the Bellevue Hotel. I just don't feel like haunting is a weird word for it, but it does feel like weird shit happens.
Well, it goes back into like what we have said every single episode that deals with a haunting, is that people just assume places are haunting when in actuality there's just weirder shit that happens there.
Yeah.
And I'm not doubting that the place isn't haunted, but it's not like... a malevolent. It's probably just as much haunted as like random places in Philadelphia anyway.
Right.
Because Philly's an old city. But especially right there.
The most haunted hotel in Philly, which is so strange.
Really? That is weird. I think that also, you know, just a tourist thing. Like
it is. Like it's on the Spirit of 76, like all kinds of shit. Like people come in to see that hotel and they hear about this weird haunting. So I'm not surprised it gets that name.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it just feels very much like every single time we try to explore a haunting, there has never been anything where it's been like, this is a little bit more concrete evidence other than I've had a weird feeling.
Right.
And there was a disease that was spawned here or like, you know.
It all comes down to Philly's kind of gross.
Like, yeah.
It's just kind of gross.
Well, I mean, it's just like weird shit happens in Philly. Weird shit happens in Philadelphia.
It really does.
And people just, instead of accepting the fact that things are gross and weird and the reality of certain people's behavior or, like, the way that things work is just weird.
Yeah.
And gross. They're like, let's just say it's haunted.
I mean,
look at, like, the Divine Lorraine.
Like, I think it's one of the things that gets me really upset where I'm just like, what was I reading? Oh, the Ghosts of Bethlehem book I think I was telling you about. She's this lady who's like, yeah, I'm a paranormal investigator. And she goes around and then like everything is like, yeah, like nothing happened. And I'm just like sick of that.
Yeah.
I want some shit to happen.
I mean, like, I don't know. I know your views on things are a little bit different, but I don't think that things can't happen. I think things very much could happen.
Right.
I don't think one account of going somewhere is going to give you that one concrete evidence, though.
Right. Right. I just wish, like when people are like, oh, we brought all this stuff. Like, I wish I saw more than a fucking orb.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's also, like, you know, where that 28 Days Later house or, like, reality ghost show, like, of started to make a little bit more sense, where it's, like, instead of just going a place for a night, it, like, you're not going to get anything, but going a place for, like, a little over a month,
yeah,
you might find something, which...
Which is annoying because it's fucking, you know, I lived in two houses for quite a long time and I saw some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to rectify some of that, but I'm just like, if that's a weird thing attached to the house, yeah, it took me a couple months of living there for it to really be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Shit's weird, my guy.
Shit's weird.
Well, this is Sam Hot Vodka, the paranormal investigator, and Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher. We're just going to start calling ourselves paranormal investigators. Yeah,
we're both paranormal investigators. We're super detectives.
We'll come to your house and fucking... burp and fart and drink beer and look for ghosts.
That's it. That's it. That sounds really cool. If anyone really wants to do that with us, please let us know.
You don't even have to pay us. Just, like, let's hang out, drink beer, eat pizza. Who cares?
Every time Sam says they'll drink beer, they usually make a cocktail. So maybe.
Yeah.
So we'll throw that in there, probably.
We'll come to your house.
What? I don't like going places.
What the fuck? We just said we would go to people's places.
Oh, yeah. I just fuck yeah, we're doing this. And then I was like, wait, the actual reality of that? Yeah, your house has to actually be haunted for me to want to go there.
Unless you're going to give me pizza. I'll come over for a pizza party.
Just a pizza party?
Yeah. All
right.
But if they want to say their house is haunted, and then all of a sudden it's like haunted with pizza.
Ah! Are we going to vet anyone? No, we're just going to go.
Nah, dude, who cares? Haven't you ever heard some of the dumb shit I've done in my life?
Yeah. I have a dog I'm responsible for now.
That's true. I think the funniest one was me and a friend, Alexa, met a woman on the bus, and then we got on the L with her, and... we exchanged numbers and she had messaged us Merry Christmas. She was an older woman. Messaged us Merry Christmas for Christmas. So I was like, yo, you want to go over to, forget what her, I think it was maybe like Miss C or something like that.
Yeah.
So we did. And she showed us her gastro bypass scar and she showed us her giant pants that she used to wear.
Cool.
And then I dropped my phone into her couch. And when I pulled my phone out of her couch, I found a whole ass huge knife. And then we left. So I'll go to people's houses. I usually know when it's time to leave.
I did some weird shit, but I've never found like a planted knife.
I don't know if it was planted. She might have just dropped it in there.
Who drops a knife in a couch?
Some lady who clearly invited fucking 16-year-old girls over to her house from the L.
Right. I don't know, man. I've done some dumb shit that is like literally written like, do not do this specific thing, but... I guess she had Alexa.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. It's a crazy thing.
I'll go to people's houses. I don't care. I find a knife in your couch, I'm out.
There was that, like, older lady who used to fucking help that dude bring kids back to his house and then eat them.
Oh.
Literally in Philly.
Oh, yeah. That was in Northeast.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Buffalo Bill's based off of.
Yeah, one of the guys, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, this is Area 215.
Sorry for bumming you out there. And don't lick air conditioning units.
Nope. Clean them.
Try not to breathe in public spaces.
Vet your hot tubs.
Vet your hot tubs. Don't eat dirt.
Sure.
Never become a legionnaire.
You can't tell me to not eat dirt, dude.
I can recommend
the okay, you do yeah, don't there. This is all recommendations. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I'm not the fucking CDC, and even they only have recommendations.
It's true. Nothing is law.
But yeah, welcome to goodbyes.
catch us on those internets at area215pod@gmail.com if you want to write us some ghosty stories or invite us over for a pizza party ghost hunting expedition.
Honestly, if you just want to tell me a weird story, or maybe send us some, like, fan fiction, that would be fun too.
Yeah, or your most favorite reviews written about places. We only have a couple, so you could write us a review.
Yeah.
We have a few that are nice, and then we have one that isn't, but...
Yeah, we're gross.
We know that.
I'm making a face, but you can't say it.
You can find us on Instagram at @area_215. Patreon.com/area215 if you want some bonus shit and all the cocktail specs. $3 a month gets you literally everything that we do. And... if you want to donate to us once, just tip your bartender at our Ko-Fi, which is on our Instagram. Don't remember what it is. Probably ko-fi.com/area215.
Yeah, you can just go to the Instagram. It's all easy there.
We also have some resources that are on there too, which we might need to go back and update, but...
Yeah, we probably have some...
Updation stations to do.
Oh, one thing I didn't mention. We are on what was once Lenny Lenape Land. I did not slip that in there. Anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's where this hotel is at.
Oh my god.
Philadelphia is Lenape Land. Okay. That's it.
See you later.
Bye. My ears are so sweaty.
Yeah, it's hot as shit in here.